Hey, Chicks in the Office listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening, smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
This is state of emergency.
Let's go get him, Josh.
What's up, everyone? It's Chicks in the Office with Rhea and Fran, giving you that Friday energy on a Friday. And Friday energy we're giving you indeed. If you're watching on YouTube, then you see our faces are painted. And if you're listening to the podcast, go to YouTube and watch because
our faces are painted.
Our faces are painted. We went to the San Diego Zoo today.
We did.
A lot of ground we covered.
We covered a lot of ground. We saw a lot of animals. I think everyone got to see
everyone got to see what they wanted,
but Noah did want to see the polar bears. We did not see the polar bears. It was just
decided.
The San Diego Zoo is ginormous.
100 acres to be exact. You're listening.
Yeah. Big thanks to Courtney.
Yes. Thank you, Courtney.
Courtney was at our San Diego show, and her husband works at the zoo, and they hooked it
up. Shout out Kyle. Kyle.
Yeah, Kyle.
Kyle.
A great lad.
He's fantastic.
We got a private show.
We got a little show. We got to meet an owl, and then a cheetah, and the cheetah's dog best friend, and two wolves.
We howled with some wolves.
We literally howled with wolves. And then a giant condor that kind of looked like a vulture, but it is a condor type of vulture. I don't know. A condor that flew across the little theater and flew over our heads, and we all got funny videos, and that was very cool.
Right before that, there was just like a normal crow or like some like normal bird, and Rhea was like, oh, like I was like, that's not the bird.
You're like, that is not the bird. Yeah, like a crow flew into like one of the seats.
Prepared. I also have to say, before we continue talking about the San Diego Zoo, I would like to give a shout out to Jen and Deb of the Legacy Group for hooking up my mom and my Aunt Sue with a great massage. They're big fans. They're big fans of the show. So thank you to Jen and Deb.
That almost sounded pre-recorded. Like, that almost just sounded pre-recorded.
My dad texted me.
Quick segue.
If you can give a shout out in your podcast to Jen and Deb of the Legacy Group for hooking your mom up and Aunt Sue with great massage. They listen to every podcast. Big fans.
Well, that's
so
very
thank
nice.
You, Jen and Deb.
Huge
that's
for them.
Very
Thanks,
sweet.
Jen and Deb.
And thank you for hooking up my mom and Aunt Sue.
I don't think we had a absolutely fantastic San Diego show. House of Blues.
It was
the crowd was
awesome.
Amazing. The night was amazing. Dylan and Hannah were amazing. Dylan and Hannah's moms.
Oh my God.
I'm obsessed with both of them.
I love them so
much. Hannah's mom's the funniest woman I've ever met in my life.
The two
Shout
of
out
them.
B.
Pigeon.
Oh yeah.
I'm obsessed with her. She's so fucking funny.
The two of them are so funny and so funny together. They're blessed that they have moms that really get along and just seeing their relationship, their house was gorgeous, everything about it. And the show, thank you to everyone who came to San Diego because the show was really awesome and
so good.
Got me very excited for the rest of the tour. We were nervous after LA. The crowd just wasn't, just wasn't there and it made
us
nervous.
San Diego made up for it.
But San Diego really came through. It was really such an awesome crowd. No complaints about the show at all.
No.
Awesome top to bottom.
Rhea twerked while I had to run off to go to the
Fran,
bathroom.
In the middle of the show, I had to go to the bathroom.
That was a wild move. I forgot.
It was a wild move. It was, but I swear to God. And you know what I did? I also spoke it into existence because right before the show started, Hannah was like, Fran, you're not going to pee before the show? And I was like, if I pee right now in 45 minutes, I'm going to have to pee because I broke the seal. Like, I was like, I don't really have to pee right now, but if I do pee right now, I'm going to have to pee in the middle of the show. And then I was like, oh, do I just do it? So I peed right before the show. And then guess what? About 45 minutes in, I had to pee so bad. Like, was going to pee my pants.
Yeah, and she just ran off the stage.
I was like, I can't do it. I'm so sorry. I have to pee.
I had to. Do something
to keep
them
interested.
I thought
Dylan and Hannah were going to come out when I went to pee. And then when I ran out, they were like, oh, we'll just wait for you. And I was like, what? She's out there alone. But I mean, twerk.
I clapped my cheeks on stage.
Yep.
And my entire family got it. Was very proud.
Yep. You did a great job.
Thank you.
From what I heard, because I didn't see it because I was in the bathroom. Right. But should we just do a quick rose and thorn of the zoo for everyone?
Yes.
That's fun, right?
Let's start with the group.
Okay. Natalie, you go first. Rose and thorn of the the zoo.
Rose, I would say getting to see Fran with the koalas. And
suck up.
Yeah. Thorn, that we didn't get any Dippin' Dots. I feel like that is a huge
That's a big zoo thing. Yep.
Get some Dippin' Dots.
It was closed.
Very I saw one stand. And
what's the deal with Dippin' Dots? Because I feel like I see them all the time now.
What's
and they're
the
always
deal with that?
And they're always closed.
It's like the McDonald's ice cream machine. Like, yeah. I feel like
you look so cute right now.
Really?
So
you
cute.
You really do.
I drove back. I want everyone to know because I didn't drive last time we were out here. I was the only one that didn't drive.
Be honest.
Yeah. What's my driving like?
No. Who's better, me or Natalie? We both drove today to and from the zoo. Yeah.
Both were fine. I have no. I quite literally have no comments about either.
I felt like, perfectly comfortable on both rides.
Yep.
Yeah, I wasn't like paying attention to you driving.
Okay. Yeah,
okay.
To know.
And there definitely wasn't like a clear winner.
Oh, I thought I was.
No,
I would say I'm a little touchy with the gas.
Yeah,
I'll be honest.
But you're very.
You're
small
also
and it was a
5'1" and
car.
It's a ginormous SUV. So
huge. All right, Noah, Rose and Thorn.
Thorn would be. The polar bears, probably. But also, I wanted a soft pretzel. I kept saying that. And then you kind of took us, we didn't get a soft pretzel.
Okay.
So I wanted a pretzel.
Okay. Well, you're a big boy. You could have gotten a soft pretzel.
Yes, you could have. I went and got myself a hot dog when everyone else went and got chicken.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are my thorns. And then the rose would be... Come back to me. I can't. Let me think about it.
You don't have a
good
thing.
You can't think of
the
one.
No, there's
good
so many things that I'm trying to pick. You know, I'm trying to pick.
Oh, like, oh my. After we just spent 5 hours at the zoo today, you can't think of one good thing.
No, I can, but I don't want to just mail this answer in. This is like when you asked me, like, say something nice about us, and I was like.
And he couldn't.
And he shit about it. Devin, we'll go to you.
I was going to say the face painting was the rose because, I mean.
Yes.
Come on.
Yep.
But I feel like that's a cop out answer.
It's not.
This is my rose.
Yeah. Your purple monkey.
Yeah.
It's pink.
It's a pink monkey.
And
my cherry and Rhea's Otto had a child.
Had a child.
And so produced a pink monkey.
I wish we had their parents.
His name is Olipop. Rhea said, should we name him Ollie? Because O in the beginning, Otto, I at the end, cherry. Or she said Lollipop. And I said, Olipop.
Ollie for sure. Yes. Ollie's a nickname. Otto is my son, who's a monkey, and Cherry is Devin's daughter, who's
a cherry.
And they had passionate intercourse and made a pink monkey that they had.
Everyone on their phone.
Yeah, they're like, we're done with this. They birthed it at the San Diego Zoo.
Yes.
So that's beautiful.
That's kind of chalked my memory.
And we're grandmas.
Yes, we're grandmas.
Yes.
My thorn was feeling nauseous at the end and nearly throwing up outside of the car in the parking lot.
Yeah.
I tried. It didn't work.
Super fair. That makes sense for that to be your thorn. Rhea, do you want to go?
Okay. My thorn was when I was feeling extremely exhausted and really hungry and everyone started making fun of me. And then at the end, Devin almost threw up and I said, how does it feel? Because I did not feel well at one point because I'm hungry and exhausted. Like, I didn't fall asleep till like 3 a.m. last night.
Worst angry person there is.
Yeah.
You keep laughing though. But I didn't go to because I didn't go to sleep till 3 a.m. last night. We put on a show. We traveled across the country.
She's going back into her
I know, but it's like we need. Like, we don't rest. We're go. So I was really hungry.
I know what Rhea's real thorn is. The wolves.
Anyways, I really wasn't feeling well at one point, and and everyone was like being mean about it. And then at the end, oh, this was my favorite part because I was like, you guys are pissing me off right now. And then all of them at the end, I have a headache. I'm going to throw up. I was like,
no, that was just me.
And he was like, I have a headache. I'm like, I felt the same way an hour ago and you guys were so mean to me about it. So what do you want me to do now? But no, we moved past it. And my rose would have been the face paint, but I guess I can't use that answer.
Why?
Because Devin said it's a cop out. So I don't want to use it, even though it really was my rose. I really loved the face paint. And I had a really great hot dog.
You have an answer, Noah? Or?
I'm just trying to think. Like, I would say, I thought the koala, the moment where the koala like woke up.
That was very cute.
That was very cute.
I like that. I'll
big stretch.
Yeah, big stretch.
Oh, I liked when the orangutan was eating the banana.
Yes.
That was also part of my rose.
Oh, no. You know what my favorite moment was? When Rhea like made like a face to one of the animals through the glass and the guy's like, don't do that to the animals.
No, wait. I take back. My rose was when Rhea like roared at the lady and she looks at her and she goes, don't do that.
This lady, like, I don't know where she was from, but she had an accent and Rhea roared at her and she kind of didn't say anything and then was like,
with her face painted.
Yeah, with her face painted.
Let's just clarify that the roar came after she painted her face like a lion and not before that.
She's like, don't do that. Don't do that.
That's why once I got my face painted, everything changed because I became a menace to the zoo and nobody liked it. You guys did. You guys were like treating me like the class clown, like go do this, go do that. I
Noah
was doing
was.
All of it. Yeah,
Noah,
Noah
was really
like,
was.
And Noah started like, pop, pop, like at me if I didn't do something. He's like, chicken.
Rhea, do it to this guy. Do it to this guy. Rhea, do it to this guy. Here comes another guy. Here comes another guy.
I was like a little sibling, like the youngest child that you make the little, like my siblings did this to me. There was one time where my brother like pulled me into the closet of my house and he was like, go out there and say these words to mom. And he would like tell me all these curse words and he would hide in the closet and he'd make me go out that and say them to my mom. And he'd just be in the closet laughing. I had no idea what it meant. Like that's what that felt like.
Yeah.
But it was fun.
I wasn't even laughing at that. I'm still laughing at Rhea was so mad at this point when Rhea had never been to a zoo. So she's like, oh, I thought it would just be different. So then we're at the crocodile. We're at the crocodile and Noah goes, oh, I can't believe we can't swim with them.
No, I was joking. Like, I'm pretty sure Rhea thought that like you were going to walk
just,
into
like,
the zoo.
Well, just like started and Rhea was like,
there'd be elephants walking by
us. No, I didn't think that. I just, there's everything so, it was my first time at a zoo. I sound like I'm complaining a lot. Whatever. I thought they were going to be a lot closer up. Everything's so far away.
Like, well, you thought the lions were going to be like with us when we were eating our chicken
fingers? No, no. Like, I knew that there would be like a cage and a fence in between.
But there is a big
But that is
gap.
Why the it's San Diego very, Zoo is one of the best zoos because they actually give the animals areas to like live.
Yes. And that's lovely. I just thought it was good. It was just so far away.
Kyle did make that known. He he was like, if they don't want to do it, they don't have to.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you feeling okay?
We were 3 feet from that cheetah.
That was a private meeting, which was very cool.
That was a private one-on-one we had with the cheetah.
Talking about throughout the zoo, I'm trying to see the animals and I'm squinting. Like, they're so far away. I just was expecting
they
it
were
to be like,
binoculars.
No, you know what I mean, though. I just.
All right. I have.
I give up.
My thorn. I'm just letting you think of.
No,
you,
I just picked one.
You did. Your koala. This that you
and
said.
The Rhea stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. My thorn was.
It's not as easy as it looks.
I don't know. I'm not gonna lie. I really didn't have a single thorn from the
you
zoo.
Seem pretty.
I enjoyed my day a lot. I liked being outside. I liked
Fran
seeing the animals.
Fran was obviously leading the pack, like where we were going.
Yeah, I had the map on my phone.
I have an incredible picture of Fran just with the map. Flipped wide open.
I think my rose was our like seeing the animals up close. The cheetah was by far like I thought the cheetah was so cool.
The cheetah was
like cool. I love the big cats. The lion sleeping with his tongue out. The tiger, like those are all so cool. And I liked the giraffe that came and posed right in front of us.
Yeah, that was very cool.
The giraffe was very close.
The giraffe was very
close. Enough where it felt like, Let's stop this giraffe from walking out of this thing.
Yeah.
No, like, it's like a low fence.
Giraffes don't scare me. I thought the bear was kind of close.
The bear also. Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't that close, but for a bear.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Your face being right now. The way that your nose is moving when you talk is very funny.
Is it going up and down?
Oh, man. It is very... Everyone looks very cute, but no, San Diego's been fantastic. Also, the first one that you did to that lady was so loud, it scared all of us.
It was so loud and so close. Like, you went in her face.
She was like, the way you teed it up of being like, ooh, should I like roar at like one, somebody walking by? We're like, yeah. And then the lady comes by and you're like, roar! Like,
Natalie, you scared her so much, like, she dropped her camera.
I didn't even get it on the vlog footage. I literally jumped.
Natalie missed it because we all got scared.
I did not expect it to be that loud.
Method actor.
It just came out. And I didn't think that anyone would be that scared because of how I look. Like, I don't think I look like a big lion. So.
But I mean, like, what if a stranger came up to you and was like, ah!
It's a great point.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, face paint.
There was, like, a rat-looking thing. And, like, I quietly to myself was like... like, it wasn't even, like, I did not tap on the glass. I did none of that. It was to myself. I went...
Yeah,
I was like, "Do not do that to the animal." And I was like, "I really didn't."
Rhea was like, "Just like
she got too close." The capybara was up against the glass.
I didn't
and
go
she got
up
too close,
the, but I didn't get too close. I literally was standing up straight to myself. I just pictured that being the noise it made.
It is the largest rodent.
Yeah.
So yeah, you're probably right. It is the it. That is the largest That's animal it. In the rodent family.
It fits the ugliest face ever that I made. I show you before the show last night.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, so we don't have to do that again, please.
Do it for them.
Do it I don't think, I'll be honest, I don't know if the lion face paint, I think, I don't know if it makes it uglier or
right
more
before,
fitting.
Right before the show, I was like, literally right before we go on stage, I was like, Fran, you want to see the ugliest face I could make? And she jumped back.
I did. Wait. No, I walked back there to tell them to go on stage, and she goes, wait, first, you gotta see the ugly face.
It's fun to do.
It was a great show. San Diego's been amazing.
Hey guys, it's Big Cat, and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern for the first time since Rough and Rowdy 1. Every single fight will be a brand new brawler, and we found the wildest hillbillies the Holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
Does anybody have any last thoughts on
any
San Diego
statements?
Because this is it. We're out of here. We leave tomorrow for Scottsdale.
I was just going to say, did you want to tell the people you guys tried the California burrito? Because so many people are talking about that.
Oh, we did have one last night. Very good, I thought.
That was very good. Yeah. A little dry.
Yeah.
I think...
Got to complain for everything.
I think that was my own fault for not distributing sauce.
You didn't say what everything. You said our animals are.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's for the vlog. So if you want to hear what everyone's specific animals are, you say I have a complaint about everything. I'm just honest. Like, what
people, as I would say, I'm a realist.
Boring to just be like, everything's good all the time. Everything's great, but things could be improved. And
You hear that, San Diego Zoo? Listen up.
Oh, boy.
Listen up. No, let the animals get closer.
I feed all day. I got to go to the...
I'm kidding around. San Diego really has been great. It really has. It's been an awesome time.
I really love it here.
Be safe.
I said on the stage that this is somewhere I would go.
She wants
like,
to live.
I would live here.
I would live here.
Let's move the podcast here.
No.
I was going to say shout out to you guys because your energy immediately when you came on the stage was just incredible.
Don't call her suck up again. Yeah, I can see you thinking it. I saw it in your face. Don't do it to her.
No, I just want to tell everyone that who's coming to our future shows that they have a lot to look forward to and that I think it was amazing last night.
That's a great way to mention that. you can still buy tickets to the Portland show.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Portland, you're slacking. Also want to give a shout out to Noah, Natalie, and Devin, who did a great job at the show themselves.
Yep.
They keep this thing afloat, and they get very stressed out, specifically, actually, all three of them do. And
yeah,
sometimes I'm like, let's take a deep breath, guys. It's going to be okay.
Yeah. I did cry.
Well, it's all right. You rightfully cried.
I rightfully cried.
We don't want to talk about
it. We don't have to get into it.
We won't get into it, but we will kill anybody who messes with Natalie.
We will. House of Blues, such a cool. I feel like now, like, we can say we played a show at the House of Blues. It's fucking so cool. Sick. Very Freaky Friday of us.
We were like, wow, Lady Gaga.
Yeah, we were We should have looked at it longer. When we were actually walking onto the stage, they had the big wall with the people who signed it with the date that they played. And we're like, some fucking massive celebrities and performers on that wall. They did not ask us to sign the wall, but that's
disappointing.
Okay.
I forgot.
They're missing out.
Yeah. So San Diego, we love you. Great, great time. And now we're on to Scottsdale for the weekends.
Very excited for Scottsdale this weekend. Let's get into the topics for today's show. Olivia Rodrigo has been seen out with Zach Bia. Kim Kardashian confirmed the Photoshop pictures of True and Chicago. And Olivia...
True and Chicago. And Stormy, yes.
Olivia Wilde was served custody papers in the middle of her premiere of Don't Worry, Darling by Jason Sudeikis' people. So that was something. And we also have a great interview with Matt James featuring a little bit of Rachel. A lot of fun. Always a fun time talking to Matt. So let's get into it, starting off with Zach Bia and Olivia Rodrigo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This guy, Zach Bia, back at
this
it again.
This guy. This man's. Who's man's?
Swinging this dick all over the place. Now he's with Olivia Rodrigo, and he can't be stopped. This man's on a mission, and the mission is, let me get with every Hollywood it girl there is, and they'll all flock to me, and I'll get them into the clubs. And we still have no idea why everyone loves this man, but they do.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like Pete Davidson, where everyone's like, Pete Davidson's so funny. Of course, he's getting people know he's funny.
Right.
That's why he's getting all these girls. It's like Zach Bia is just like, how does he have all... He's just like the most connected guy in the world.
He really also just kind of seems like a serial dater, which is fine, but it just feels like he's always... Every few months, it's someone else, you know?
Yeah, I feel like he just talks to people.
Yeah. And it's never... Maybe it's all just casual, which totally fine, totally can be. It feels like... You know, Madison Beer, that was a legit relationship. But then, like, Madeline Klein felt very casual. Like, I highly doubt they ever considered each other boyfriend, girlfriend. I think that was, like, casual hanging out, hooking up, going out kind of thing. And now Olivia, they were walking around New York when she was in New York for her tour stops, looking a little cozy.
I feel bad for Olivia, though, because I feel like she's young and she's going to get very attached to Zach. And then we're going to get some good songs out of it.
You know what crossed my mind, that relationship, when I just saw it? John Mayer and Taylor Swift, like older, younger singer.
Well, Zach Bia is not that much older than Olivia.
Isn't he like late 20s?
No.
She's like 19.
I think he's like my age.
Yeah.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
I feel like he's at least 27.
No. I think he's like legit my age.
There's no way he's that young.
I think he is.
All right, moment of truth here,
I'll say
people.
At least 26.
Zach Bia's birthday is coming
Zach
up in June.
Zach
right?
Bia is 25 years old. He was born in 1996.
All right.
So his birthday is June?
His birthday's in June.
So he's turning 26.
So Zach Bia is turning 26.
He's turning 26.
That's not really crazy, I don't think.
But what's the Taylor Swift John Mayer age difference?
A lot more than that.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's more. It's not like.
Yeah. No, it's just something, you know.
Yeah, Taylor Swift is 32. How old's John Mayer?
42, 43.
10 years. Oh, doesn't she say that in Dear John? Like the 10 years. 44, 12.
Beyonce and Jay-Z is 12 too.
Yeah, I don't know what it is with this kid, but it's just every like few months, like I said, we see him with someone else. And I don't think we can even compare to Pete Davidson. And I don't, every time we talk about Zach Bia, like, I don't mean to, I don't want to sound like, oh, we're really like making fun of this kid or like whatever, because we don't know him. But like, Pete Davidson, comedian, tours, SNL, movies, you know, mm-hmm. his name's out there. What's Zach Bia doing?
Zach Bia's name is out there.
No, Zach Bia's name is out
it's
there.
It's really out there, but just I guess nothing attached
it's
to
just,
it.
It's just more of a with the youths, like the DJing and the parties. And
listen, Zach Bia's got it.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but he's got it.
Yeah, he does have it. That's for
he
sure.
He has it. And because Olivia Rodrigo.
These girls all seem to really like him. I bet he's super funny.
I bet he's a great guy.
Yeah.
It seems that way. Everyone's talking to him.
Although I would like to, this is like such a classic, like, why don't you smile a little? Like, sometimes I feel like every time I see a picture of him.
But that's like the Travis Scott thing. It's cool.
Yeah, know? Yeah, that's true. That's
like
true.
Me today.
Yeah. He's looking yes. hard.
Yeah. Well, it'll be interesting to see where this one goes. And Olivia Rodrigo is going to be quite upset.
Yeah. I think it's gonna.
That sounds mean, but I just know that no, these two are not gonna last.
Yeah, it's gonna, and she's on tour right now. Like she's all over the place. She's all over the country, and I'm sure Zach is busy. So maybe they're chatting and they hang out when they can. But if we get a good few good songs out of it,
why not?
Sounds good to me. We love Uncommon James Jewelry. Kristen Cavallari has created such an amazing product. It's a collection of timeless, effortless jewelry that is both versatile and affordable. I wear my chain, you know, it's got a little pendant on the end. I wear it all the time. It's one of my favorite necklaces. It goes so well with everything. What I love about Uncommon James Jewelry is you can really layer it all really well. It goes with every outfit. You can dress it up. You can dress it down. It's truly like my favorite everyday jewelry. They're made from delicate metals and gemstones. Uncommon James Jewelry can be worn alone or layered with other pieces for a look that's unique to you. Along with their bestsellers, Uncommon James just dropped their new summer collection and new silver pieces, all at affordable prices. I think that the, you know, now getting some silver pieces in is great. I'm a gold jewelry gal, so they have great gold hoops, gold link necklaces, gold chain necklaces. We're obsessed. I think it's really, really great, great stuff. So you can get 10% off everything Uncommon James and Uncommon Beauty with the code CITO10 at uncommonjames.com/CITO. So one more time, that's uncommonjames.com/CITO to get 10% off everything Uncommon James and Uncommon Beauty with code CITO10.
Kim Kardashian has confirmed that those pictures that everyone thought were Photoshopped, and we talked about this recently, were in fact Photoshop.
Yeah.
Kylie did not want Stormy to be posted, and the picture fit Kim's aesthetic so well, and she'll be damned if Kylie ruins her Instagram aesthetic. She is not going to let that happen.
Will not let that happen.
And she had to Photoshop True's face onto Stormy's body so that she could post the pictures and get them up for her Instagram aesthetic. Maybe the weirdest thing to happen in Instagram history. I think it's the strangest Photoshop. Kim could have put on a pink outfit herself and posted a picture on Instagram. She did not have to use that picture, but nonetheless, she Photoshopped it and she posted it. She also mentioned Pete Davidson and how everyone thought she Photoshopped that picture. She posted a live photo where you could see that she did not Photoshop the picture with Pete Davidson, but then she came clean about the other Photoshopping. I think she thought, hey, if I come clean about one, they'll believe me about this one.
Yeah. So, and it was interesting, someone in the crowd of the show, we were talking about this in San Diego, and they said with Kylie, like maybe with Astroworld, the timeline, Astroworld happened early November 2021, November 5th. And then Kim posted the picture on December 31st. So almost 2 months later. But yeah, she just said, like, Kylie said, I'm not down for posting right now. And she really did. They really did Photoshop True into this photo. And I, like, never in a million years would I have been like, oh, yeah, well, guys, pink and blue is Kim's aesthetic on her Instagram. Easy peasy. Duh. That's why she posted the picture of Chicago. Like, I don't think that thought crossed anyone's mind. And the way Kim worded the story was so funny because she was like, you guys know my aesthetic. Like, is, and we're like, no, we don't.
We're like, do we?
I'm like, now that I'm looking at her whole grid and scrolling it, like, I don't find myself going to Kim's page and like scrolling her grid. I follow her, so she comes up on my timeline. But when you really look at the grid, like, yeah, I get it. It's a pink and blue aesthetic.
It is a pink and blue aesthetic. And
Chicago was in pink that day.
And she is not going to let Kylie ruin her aesthetic.
No, she's not going to let a good pink photo of Chicago not go up on the grid. And yeah, this also all started because everyone thought she photoshopped the picture of her in the Skims when she had like low sweatpants on. And they were like, you forgot that you photoshopped your belly button off. And she was like, guys, like, shapewear goes up high, covers your belly button. Like, it's just, it's under there. It's just, you can't see it because that's how shapewear works. And that's what caused her to go on this whole little Insta rant about it. But the one plus side was that, yes, we finally got the confirmation that that was not true. I don't know if they were ever actually going to address that. And two, getting that live photo of her and Pete, because it's the first time we've ever seen them kiss. It was a very cute photo.
Very cute. So happy we finally got to see them kiss. And I love when Kim is honest with these things because she's also very funny.
Yeah.
You read it in her voice and her tone.
You guys, my aesthetic.
Come on. And she knows, and she also knows she's being ridiculous.
Yeah.
So that's what makes it great. So very funny. The weirdest thing to happen in Instagram history, but funny.
I can make one promise to you right now. And it is, I will never worry about my Instagram aesthetic.
Oh, I know. Never. And neither will I.
Never.
We gave up on that a long time ago.
Long time ago. That's something that I just cannot think about.
If we were going to be Instagram aesthetic girls, it would happen years ago.
Yeah.
When we started. It's long gone now.
I just can't. And it works for some people. I can't imagine making that a priority. But clearly it was very important for Kim.
So perfectly curated.
So perfectly curated.
All the colors matching. I know. And it's beautiful.
I know.
But also kind of boring.
Nope. Not us.
Definitely not us. We're all over the place.
Yeah, you're going to see pictures of us like with animal face paint.
Me on the ground roaring at the camera.
Exactly. Exactly. And there will be no aesthetic. Crazy story. Olivia Wilde was on stage presenting for we look so ridiculous. Also, this fucking lamp, like, we only can see the bottom half of each other's face. I'm just looking at the bottom. Like, I just see like lion mouth, and you're like,
I've just been staring at a koala face for the last 40 minutes
and I can't see the top of your head.
No, it's wild, and it's become normalized, and it shouldn't.
Yeah,
it shouldn't be normalized.
It has been.
Yeah, it has been.
And everyone's just sitting
and everyone's here. Dead. I'm looking around the room.
Everyone's doing work with their face painted. Okay, anyway, Olivia Wilde, she was on stage at CinemaCon doing, what's the name of the movie?
Don't Worry, Darling.
Don't Worry, Darling. Yes, Don't Worry, Darling.
Cannot wait.
Cannot wait. Don't Worry, Darling, starring Harry Styles and Florence Pugh. And she's up on stage and she gets served.
Poetic justice.
She gets served custody papers on stage. It says personal and confidential on the envelope. Like, you can apparently you could see, she looked down and was like, is this for me? And the person handed it to her, and then that was it. And then, like, she kind of took a peek inside and saw what it was. So professional. Continued on with what she was doing, finished, you know, being on stage for CinemaCon. And now, of course, the whole debate now is whether Jason Sudeikis knew that this was how this was going to go down. Sources, you know, close to him are claiming that he did not. But there's, like, you know, family attorneys being interviewed and, like, things like that. I saw someone not on the case, but just a in general attorney, was asked by People Mag, like, if this happens. And they were like, rarely does someone act on behalf of a client without the client knowing how it's going down. And it's not like Jason doesn't know where Olivia is normally, or like when she has the kids and when she doesn't have the kids. Like, they know all that information and how to get in contact with her. And this is how they decided to serve her.
And this is the movie where Harry and Olivia met.
Yes.
I didn't even think about that until now. Like, Harry's in the movie.
Yeah, yes. Harry's in the movie. This is where they met. It also just dawned on me that Harry Styles is going to be a stepfather.
Yeah.
Stepdaddy.
Well,
Well, there are, married. I mean, there are rumors. There are rumors that they're engaged.
So Harry, I could see Olivia. Jason Sudeikis being like, custody battle time. If you're going to get fucking engaged, I want my kids.
That's tough. I really hope not.
That would be really sad. But the, I mean, just like
custody battle can't be good, right?
I don't know if they're in a custody battle. I don't know if they're in a custody battle or if I they're mean, just like working out custody. Like, I don't know if there's animosity.
I don't think one of them is more, like, I get full custody.
It feels, no, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think one of them is fighting for full custody.
Right, but it feels like a battle to deliver the papers at that time.
Yeah, that is...
Like, that's not a nice time to deliver those papers.
I know, that feels straight out of a movie. Like, when you watch a movie...
But I'm not blaming Jason Sudeikis for it, and I'm also not blaming Olivia Wilde. I'm on both of their sides. No. I am. I'm on both of their sides.
Pick a side.
I can't. I really like both of them, and I understand both sides of it. Jason Sudeikis, Olivia Wilde, she met Harry Styles, fell in love, didn't want to be with Jason Sudeikis anymore. Okay, left him.
Or maybe she fell in love with Harry Styles and then left him. But yeah. I think that's not what happened.
Well, either way, she left Jason Sudeikis because she didn't want to be with him and then is in love with Harry Styles.
Correct.
Fair enough. Jason Sudeikis upset that this all happened.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah. I don't know. It's pretty fucking ruthless if he did know about that. I don't feel like he doesn't seem that malicious. Like, he doesn't seem like a malicious guy. That's a malicious move. But I don't know. Maybe he really didn't know. I just find that very hard to believe that you don't, like, your attorneys don't let you know when you're going to serve papers to your ex. I don't know. I'm not a lawyer. Maybe someone would like to talk to us about it.
Talk on these podcasts.
Way too much. Too much jargon and legal terms. Yeah. Legal jargon. We don't have to get into it.
I don't like the word jargon.
Jargon? Gotcha. No, not a word for you.
I don't like that at all.
Yeah, so on stage, but handled it like a pro. What would you do if that happened to you on stage?
Probably continue on and then cry about it right after.
Yeah. Because you're a professional.
Yes, of course.
Yep.
Wouldn't you?
She's a professional. Yeah, probably. It's just...
I'd be a bit flustered, but...
Being very flustered.
You gotta power through.
Like, this person, CinemaCon, I have to imagine, has security and, like, you have to apply to get credentialed and you gotta be approved to even be let in. You gotta get tickets. How did this person get all the way in and all the way to the front to give her these papers? Crazy. Crazy. I don't understand how that happens. Like, did they fake credentials? Did they say they were a critic and they walked in?
There's got to be a way. I mean, maybe.
Yeah, I guess so.
They talked to Olivia. Like, I don't know. I have no idea.
Wow. Crazy stuff.
You're asking the wrong girl.
I know. just posing these questions out to the universe. Maybe somebody out there has the answers.
Yeah.
Let me know what you guys think those answers are. It's the weekend, so you might be having some off time.
You're like, what can I do with my off time? I want to get myself together. You're like, I want to clean the house. I want to get things straight. I want to straighten up. I want to wipe the counters down. I want to clean my bathroom. And you're probably using the same old products. But let us introduce you to Grove Collaborative, which has all natural household and personal care products. It sells their own brand, which is Grove Co., as well as others that meet their standard of non-toxic, sustainable, and cruelty-free products that you can use around your home. Grove carries hundreds of products aimed at replacing single-use plastics across your home and personal care routine. They have the cleaner.
I just took home the they have glass bottles for the all-purpose cleaner. And then, like, an interchangeable, I don't even know how to call it. It's kind of like a pod kind of thing that you can use for the cleaner. And that way you don't have to just continue to buy the plastic bottles over and over. You can just refill and reuse with the glass bottle.
Great. Very useful, very sustainable. They have the multi-purpose cleaner. They also have the tub and tile cleaner. They have the tub handler deep cleaner. So all these things that make sure you get your house nice and tidy. Cleaner concentrate, to be very specific. Yes. You can go to grove.com/chicks today to get a free gift set worth up to $50 with your first order. Plus, shipping is fast and free, so it'll get to you right away. So get started right now at grove.com/chicks. Once again, grove.com/chicks. All right, everyone, we are here with a very special guest. We are joined by Matt James. He's here to talk about his new book, Bam. First Impressions. Is Matt James with Cole Brown. We've had a lot of people come in with books lately, and every time we talk about it at the beginning, we've mastered the pick up the book and place it on the table. It's great, especially when they come in person and we have it right in front of us.
Yeah, we get to see your thumbs in real life.
Oh my gosh, that was crazy.
Holy shit, I didn't even realize that.
That's crazy.
What's going on there?
Oh my God, when he first, I remember you posted this, the cover of the book, and people were like, are you okay?
Are you double jointed?
I'm not. I just have jacked up thumbs. Like, I can't do the, you know how like little kids could like flip their eyelids back?
Yeah.
I can't do any of that. I just have jacked up thumbs.
Yeah.
Join the club. Yeah. I also have weird thumbs. Not like that. I just have club thumbs. So I get made fun of all the time as well.
Yeah, I'm glad I don't have those.
Yep. I know.
Just kidding.
Well, we're happy to have you in studio. Last time we talked to you was like way back at the end. I think actually maybe mid-bachelor.
Yeah. I don't even think we talked to you.
Yeah, and it was on Zoom and you had the beard. It was a whole different Matt.
Yeah.
You did have that beard. Are people happy that's gone?
A lot of people are happy that's gone, but my girlfriend, who's actually here with us in studio, she was like a big proponent of it. She didn't want me to cut it. And when I did cut it, she cried. She was crying when I cut it.
It's jarring. Like, I don't know what it is. And it is irrational because I do the same thing. Like, my boyfriend really wants to cut his hair like really short.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, no. And he's like, what are you talking about? Like, I'm going to do it. And I'm like, please don't. And I think he actually is going to do it.
You know,
it'll grow back. Yeah,
it'll grow
I'm
back.
Like, don't do it.
You know what's funny though? I feel like with girls telling their boyfriend something, they'll easily be like, no, don't do that. Like, I want your hair like this. I want your beard like this. But if the boyfriend says it to the girl, it's like, well, you don't think I'm going to look good like that?
Yeah.
Because that's my reaction would be. I'd be like, wait, you don't think I would look good with my haircut?
That's a
so,
fact.
Yeah.
I never thought about it that way.
It is funny. So the book is out May 3rd.
Yes.
And it's you worked with Cole Brown on this.
I did.
Cole's a Georgetown grad.
I
don't know Cole personally, but I do know some people that do know Cole, and he's legit.
He's legit. He has his own book that he has published, and it was super important for me for my voice to come through from someone who had my lived experience. You know, Cole grew up in majority white spaces being a black person, and it just felt right after reading his book to have him tell my story, and it was very exciting to work together to come up with First Impressions.
Now everybody seems to be writing a book these days. How did you make sure yours was different than everybody else's?
That's a great question. You know, I feel like
I forgot. As I was, it's been a while since you've been on the podcast.
Oh, he does the good question thing.
I forgot it's been a while.
and then you're like, is it even a good question?
And Trent was like trying to. He was like, "Fuck, I gotta get a good question."
Yeah, the last time you got the most.
Yeah,
I got the second most. And Trent, he was like, "Am I ever gonna be told that I have a good question?"
It's 1-0 right now.
Yeah.
Keeping tally. I guess selfishly, like as I was watching the show play out, I was like, "Who is that guy?" Like, it didn't remind me of my experience. It was so fun. I enjoyed it. Like, I had such an amazing experience meeting Rachel and everybody else. And then I feel like a lot of people have this experience as they watch it back. Like, that's not me. Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
And it just left a bad taste in my mouth because you have this opportunity to spend time with so many people, get to know all these people. And then, you know, America sees it and they're like, who is this? Flop. This guy's boring. This guy doesn't have personality. And, you know, selfishly, it started out with me. It's like, I want to give the background to, like, why I am the way that I am. And as I started going through these anecdotes that I wanted to put in the book, I realized that a lot of people could benefit from me sharing what I've been through because it's super relatable.
Yeah.
From risk-taking to me moving to New York to being in relationships to things that I dealt with my family, as you saw with my dad, a lot of different key pieces of my life that a lot of people have been through. And I feel like that, as I worked my way through the book, was more important for me to, you know, share this with people so that they could be like, oh, Matt's been through this and this is how he came out of it. Like, I can do the same thing. So, you know, it started out for me, but as we worked through it, I want this to be for, and I think it'll resonate with a lot of people.
Yeah, and I think you brought up a great point in the beginning of that where you said that when you watch a show back, you were like, this isn't really me. And I think a lot of people now I see on social media, and I was just telling you and Rachel that you guys are like my favorite couple to follow because you just see how goofy you guys are. You see your relationship. You see your personalities.
We felt like and, that because we had known you before. And when we were watching, we were just like, I guess we don't really know that many people pre actually right, going on reality right, TV. Right.
Or we didn't, so it's like, we didn't know anybody.
Like this is, it's, you forget that you can be portrayed differently, or like even just reading about your relationship with your dad and then seeing that only short blip of what they put on the show and how much more to it there was.
Yeah.
Right. And 100%. I feel like that happens with a lot of leads. Like recently when we had Clayton on and people watch Clayton and they comment, I see them comment on our interviews and be like, wow, he comes across so likable here. And it's well, you're not seeing them. I mean, you see you be yourself, but to a certain extent, because it's all cut in certain ways and you don't really, sometimes you don't see the personality shine through.
Yeah. It's sad because you've got a lot of very interesting and exciting people that, you know, enter that space and have that opportunity to share their life with the world, and for it to play out a different way through, you know, someone else's lens is challenging. But you know, that's what, you know, the rest of your life is for. It's a chapter, and you continue to show people who you are through what you do and how you show up. So I think that in terms of Clayton and Susie, like, people are going to see who he is as Clayton and Susie live out their relationship. So shout out to them. I'm happy for them.
Yeah,
going on
their
little road trip.
Yeah, they also give off very goofy vibes, which I think is really cute. I think we're also rooting for them as well. And the book, was there anything you were nervous about putting into this book?
That's a good question.
One more.
I think that, you know what, being as vulnerable as I was on The Bachelor, there really wasn't any space for me to hold back. And I'd seen how much personal growth I had and, you know, sharing my story and my truths with all these women. A lot of it didn't end up, you know, making that final cut, but that's neither here nor there. I was able to share a lot of that in the book. And having gone through all those things, it made it really easy.
Yeah.
Now, we wanted to talk to you a little bit about Dancing with the Stars because we didn't get to talk to you after
and there's
that.
No Dancing with the Stars in the book.
And there's no Dancing with the
Stars.
You
know what?
And when you got cast on Dancing with the Stars, you passed on coming on our podcast for some reason. So we just want to know what happened there.
And, you know, there's a lot of your Dancing with the Stars folks wrote the little forwards at the beginning, their praise for you. So it must have been a good experience.
Oh, it was the best experience. And, you know, the book was so far along in the process that it didn't make sense. There wasn't a place for it. So maybe in the next book.
We do joke about that too. It's like when young people write a book about themselves, where do you end the book?
Right.
You have to pick a point or
the book is just going to keep going.
You're never going to finish the book.
And to get back to the Dancing with the Stars question, I tried to pull key elements and themes so that it's not like I was born in 1987. Right. You know, it's like, when I was young, this is what happened. This is what I took away from it. And there's a lot of those different things opposed to this like timeline of like when you're 12, make sure you do this. So, but to Dancing with the Stars, that was one of the most enjoyable experiences I've ever had, especially coming off such a dramatic, like crazy experience on The Bachelor. Being around, you know, people that I've looked up to and that I admire, freaking Laura Harden from The Office, that was the first person I saw at practice, and I was just, I didn't have any words. Like, I was just starstruck. And she must have told me her name like 7 times, but all I could think was, that's Jan. But being around those super talented people is just like the right recipe for what myself and Rachel needed, because she made every show. She was out there living with me in California. We became super close with SUNY. We just got back from her gymnastics championship in Fort Worth, Texas. Like, we spent time with a lot of these different families, and we've gone and visited Lindsay, my dance partner. We've gone and seen Jimmy Allen in concert. So, like, these are real relationships and friendships that you form in this show, which was completely different than, like, you know, blind dating, sending someone home, yeah. and yeah. having to deal with all that. So
I do think it says a lot about you as a person, too, because, you know, Dancing with the Stars has been on for a long time, and you don't see a lot of the stars necessarily sometimes forming as close of a bond with the other stars.
Right.
So it is really cool seeing the relationships you form with everybody else that was on the show, and they all loved the book. From what it seems.
Yeah, and you just mentioned, you know, you're visiting this person, that person. You and Rachel seem like you are all over the States. You're all over the map.
Do you have a home?
Yeah.
That's a great... Of recently, we
I was thinking
did.
You were going to say it. That's a great question.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a great question.
I feel like that's a half.
That was a half.
That's a half.
I'll take it 1.5.
Slight lead right now.
Yep.
We've always had a home, but, like, it's not traditional the way that, you know, your life goes after an experience like this. You know, before the show, I was... super central to New York City doing commercial real estate. And after the show, I've been able to, you know, explore careers and interests that I wouldn't have been able to. Hydroponic farming, crypto NFTs. I won't bore you with it. I see you taking a sigh.
Yeah, the NFTs.
It's not, it's not as much of a sigh as maybe you'll explain it to us.
Maybe you'll teach us something because I know that this is going to become our lives at some point.
You could explain it to us like we're 8 years old. I was going to say seven. I'll make it eight.
Her eight.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I'll say this in terms of NFTs. I think you should think about it as, you know, the utility behind an NFT, not just like the artwork. So like a gym membership could be an NFT. Like if you had a gym membership that you do you go a Starbucks card. Like yeah. if you have a Starbucks card, you buy a Starbucks card.
He was going to ask us if we went to the gym and he said no. He looked at us and goes, no, they don't.
I was just trying to think
these,
of
these two don't have gym memberships.
A wide sweeping. All right, let's say you have a Starbucks NFT. You buy it for $500.
Yeah.
That NFT gets you a free coffee every month, every day. Right, so you could sell that card to somebody else for, and there's a fixed amount of these cards, right? This is just a random example. Let's say there's 100. So if there's only 100 of these, the demand's going to be high because there's millions of people who drink coffee. So you could sell that card at a premium to somebody else, but Starbucks, who you know minted or like created that card, is always going to get a profit based off of the sales. So every mm-hmm. sale that happens, Starbucks gets a little cut of it. So it incentivizes the artist or the procurer of the piece. So it's like
you could say whatever word and we'll just nod our head.
It's very good for the artist, which is cool because historically, you know, artists haven't had a lot of control, especially in music. So there's a bunch of music NFTs mm-hmm. that are doing well. I'll leave it at that. So.
Yeah. My question about that is though is like, you know, you see like this like tiger, right? With like a chain on it. And that's an NFT. And it's like, why can't I just get the graphics guy here to make something like that and then have that just be the NFT?
That's a good question. So the reason that you can't do that is because it doesn't live on a blockchain. And a blockchain validates that that's I owned and is not replicated. So you could save a picture of the Mona Lisa, but that doesn't make it.
That is the most realistic answer I've ever gotten when I asked that question. Yeah. So thank you. Yeah. Nobody has ever just been like, it's on this. That's why. So thank you for that.
The blockchain.
Yeah.
We don't have to ask about that. But
yeah. I don't understand the blockchain, but what I know is that you can't fudge data. Like it's finite. You can't go back. You can make an amendment to it, but if you transfer something to somebody, that's there forever.
Yeah. If you just printed a picture of the Mona Lisa out on a piece of
no
paper,
value.
That's not the Mona Lisa.
Yeah. Got exactly.
It. Noted.
So lesson one in the books.
You just ran the Boston Marathon.
I did.
How'd you do?
Did
you beat Zach Clark?
No, Zach Clark freaking beat me.
Oh.
It wasn't a competition, but it's always,
oh, yes,
it's always a competition.
No, I was, like, Rachel can attest to this. My training, like, she's laughing.
I'll be honest, I was shocked.
I would love for Rachel to just say I was shocked that
you were running the Boston Marathon. I was like, wait a second. I've followed what they've been doing the last month.
I would love
He's
for
running
Rachel
the Boston Marathon right now.
To just come on this mic and say what happened right before this when we talked about the tummy ache.
Come here.
I would.
Or you could go to that mic.
What am I explaining?
Do a little impression of Matt at 3 a.m.
Yeah, so what is this, like 8 hours before he's supposed to run? I'm fast asleep at 3 in the morning and I just hear, "Reach!" from the bathroom. And he pretty much kept me up with him the entire time until he felt well enough to sleep in a chair sitting up.
Yeah, long story short, I ate way too much at dinner. I tried to carb load and I feel like
that's not what you're supposed to do.
No, I took the Michael Scott office approach of just eating as much as you can. And then there was nothing that could be done. Like, it was what it was. And I just wanted Rachel to be awake and know that I was not feeling well.
I mean, I can't believe you finished. Like, that happened to you and you did finish.
Surprisingly,
the whole marathon.
I felt really good in the morning. Okay. I didn't have any strategy going in because I didn't train. Like,
that's what I'm saying. I saw no training.
I didn't train. I walked on the treadmill. Like, I did random things. And I felt really good out the gate. And I was checking my splits and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm on pace for like the world record. Like, I'm gonna be in the record books. And I'm like FaceTiming and like talking to my friends as I'm running. I'm like, Zach, my buddy Zach Price, who worked at CBRE with me. I'm like, Zach, like, I'm crushing it right now. I feel really good. He's like, bro, you're gonna crash. Like, pace yourself. I'm like, nah, I'm straight. And then mile like 20, I couldn't move my legs.
Yeah.
So
how many miles is it?
It's 26.2,
right?
I can't even imagine. Yeah. I can't even run 1 mile.
It was brutal. But I'll say this. You see people out there who look like everybody, like your grandma, your uncle, your niece, your nephew. Yeah. Like, there's no...
Marathon day in the city is one of my favorite
days. It's incredible. It's
I just think of the Seinfeld episode.
Yeah. Yep.
The energy of the crowd will get you through. So, training or not, it was so much fun and an honor to be a part of.
It's something that I feel like you don't even need to train for. I see you post your Instagram stories of you on the Peloton. It's like, it's like Matt James, one of 98,000 people who took the race. I'm like, son of a bitch. I'm happy if I'm like in the high 60s.
Definitely. It's really just one. It's not our thing.
Of all those people,
I see you too. It makes me feel like shit about myself. Okay.
Well, remember, everything's a competition. So you know.
Yeah.
When you gotta,
yeah. No. Do you make Rachel run like that?
Rachel rode with me. So a buddy of mine. The longest I ran was like 14 miles, and I'm like, Rachel, will you follow us on the bike just to, like, you know, hang, keep us company and whatnot? And she did. She was on the city bike, which are like these like heavy, monstrous.
Yeah, those are heavy bikes.
So Rachel ended up biking like 20 miles that day, like following up and down the West Side Highway. And
that's a good workout too.
Yeah. Yeah, Rachel was crying. She was crying. She was beat up. Her legs were sore.
Yeah. I went for too long of a walk the other week.
Yeah, she's walking around the office. She's holding her legs.
I'm like,
did something happen? She goes, just walk too much.
Yeah, no, there's
literally
levels
just
to it.
Straight up, just walk too much.
Yeah,
like not. Yeah, so that's where we stand.
Yeah, that's why when he looked at us, he didn't say gym membership. He said Starbucks.
No, exactly. He's like, they definitely drink coffee. But food is. I feel like food is so important to you, and eating out and those experiences. You know, the ABC food tours, all of those things. Why do you guys, like, love that connection to food so much?
Do y'all have dietary restrictions?
No.
No.
I brought my favorite cookies.
Ooh! Yes. I just had two donuts before this, but I'm going to have to eat this.
You have to try one. And you can be brutally honest with me.
Oh, my God.
Like, these are, like...
Oh, my God. They look unbelievable. Are they chocolate chip?
They're chocolate book. They're chocolate chip.
Let's split one, no? You want your full one? Okay.
Okay.
Like, hey, listen.
No, you're right. You're right. Let's split one. You're right. That's appropriate.
I'm only asking because I literally had two donuts right before this. Yeah. I offered donuts when you guys came in. She was like, we just had all these cookies. It feels like...
They're incredible. They're super buttery. They're warm. All the ingredients are fresh.
That was like an orgasmic.
That's like ASMR. Noah doesn't like the sound. He went like this.
That's really good.
Every time.
Some people don't like the sound of chewing.
I hate the sound of chewing, but with ASMR, I like it. It's very
right?
Good.
Especially
those
chocolate chip
really
cookies.
Those are really fucking good
cookies. They're so
really
good. Like, I wouldn't bring you, like, some BS cookies. Like, I'm only bringing you the finest.
That's so good.
But yeah, there's enough for everybody. So
one of my favorite
God,
stores
where
is
that?
That is right up the street from you. It's on 38th and 6th.
Oh my God.
I'm going to keep that noted for people's birthdays in here now. Exactly. I'm tired of getting the same old thing.
No, you don't want
Gotta
that.
Impress them
no,
with that.
No, those are insane.
They're really good.
One of my favorite stories is, remember when we walked to get bagels by my old apartment and we just saw him standing out. We didn't even say hi to you. You were scarfing down a sandwich. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah. No, I remember. Right. And this was a while ago. Yeah. We were getting bagels. I think we were hungover or we were...
Something like that.
And like we were just like in line. You rode up, ate a bagel in maybe
15 seconds.
We didn't even have time to say hi to
you. And then you got back on the bike and on away you went.
Yeah, that's very accurate. It's probably either Tompkins Square Bagel or Brooklyn Bagel.
It was down in, we were down in Fideye.
Oh, it was Leo's. It was Leo's. Leo's.
Yeah, Leo's.
Leo's is one of the best kept secrets in Manhattan. Leo's. That line's always insane, though.
Yeah, we were waiting on
the line. We were in the line.
Yeah.
You were in and out.
Y'all didn't say hey?
No, you looked very distracted with your, this was before the White Elephant Party, so we weren't that close.
Can we talk about that?
Yeah, we could talk about it.
You talk brought about me it. To so, the White Elephant Party.
So, as we're, so I'm back in Jupiter for, This was Christmas.
Yeah.
And
2020,
yeah, Christmas.
Yeah, this is Christmas 2020. So this is before like getting asked to go on the Bachelorette.
Yeah, yeah. No, you
had just got back.
Oh, I just got back.
We were like, you're the Bachelor, dude.
Oh, that's crazy.
You were the Bachelor.
Yeah, yeah. It hadn't aired yet.
Your season was premiering in like 2 weeks.
That's hilarious. So you came with your brother.
My brother and my sister.
Yeah.
Hold up. Also, your brother saved Rachel and I from being stuck in Italy.
Really? Oh, he was. Well, he sent me. He was like, Rachel and Matt are in Milan. He's living in Milan right now. And he was like, would it be weird for me to message him? I was like, no, do it. No. Like, hopefully he sees it.
We were trying to connect with him and we had to leave the next day. He's like, oh, yeah, make sure y'all have your exit COVID test. And I was like, what are you talking about? Exit COVID. Yeah, he's like, yeah, you have to test negative to leave the country. It's like 8:30. Me and Rachel were like, we couldn't find an urgent care that was open. We went to a hospital in the middle of Milan. No one spoke any English. I'm like talking about COVID tests. I think I have COVID.
Yeah, yeah.
It was the craziest experience. But long story short, we made it work. We got tested negative and got back. But
shout out to JB.
Shout out to JB.
Good job, JB.
Yeah, he's the man.
Yeah.
White Elephant Party. Can we go through what everybody got? Yeah, starting with you?
Yeah. So, well, I'll tell the story about how we were invited to this. So Tyler was like, come, I'm having a White Elephant Party, come. And he sent the address. And we looked it up because we were like, where is this? Whatever.
Yeah.
And it didn't look like a house or anything. We were like, this
first of all, we thought it was like,
well, that's why I'm getting to that.
Yes.
I like to give the details to the story, Fran. That's rude. People like details.
Go ahead.
So he invited us to his house, and we looked it up, and we were like, that doesn't look like his house. That doesn't even look like a house. So we said to him again, whose house is this? And he kept saying, my house. And we were like, there's no way this is his house, but I guess we're going to go. He said the party was at 8 o'clock. We said, who shows up to a party at 8 o'clock? We'll show up around 9:30. So we waited it out. We had to bring presents, White Elephant Party. Mm-hmm. The only thing I have with me is weed, so I'm like, I'll bring weed. And then there was a FabFitFun box.
My mom's FabFitFun box, so we just took everything that
and then,
was in her.
And we were like, all right, let's just take stuff from there for you, your brother, and your sister. Yeah. We show up at around 9:30 because we're like, nobody shows up to the party early. He's texting us like, where are you guys? We pull up. It's not his house. It is definitely not his house. It's his friend's apartment.
Katie's house.
Yeah. Katie's apartment. Mm-hmm. And we walk in and there's like six people there. And
you're all
drinking hot chocolate. We showed up with like seltzer and beers because we thought we were showing up to a party.
Yep.
And it was an intimate White Elephant gathering for a close friend group drinking hot chocolate that I had brought weed to.
Like literally all like best friends. Like having a White
Elephant
party.
We hadn't met anybody except Tyler before this. We didn't even meet you.
No, that was all over their face when they walked in too. They were just like, oh.
And we were like, yeah. Thank God we didn't really like get dressed. We would have looked so stupid.
I really couldn't believe the outcome. Like, we looked at each other. We were like, we whispered, they're drinking hot chocolate.
Yeah. Everyone was like, we had a big night last night. Nobody's drinking. We're like, what the fuck are we
doing? And they're like, all right, let's get it started. They started the White Elephant Party. Immediately, we were picking numbers out of a hat.
Yep.
We were like, this is their Christmas. And we just crashed. And then we did it. And then it was over. Everyone left. It was like an hour.
Yeah, thank you for pulling up to that.
Oh, well, yeah, thanks for having us. It was,
and we actually, I ended up leaving.
It's always a good story to tell.
I ended up leaving with all, we ended up leaving with the things that we brought.
I was going to say
which
that.
We did on purpose.
Yeah, like, are you allowed to do that?
You're not really, but I was like, my mom might actually be mad I took everything from her box. Because
you could swap. We were like, take that one.
I think I got one, right? Didn't I get the first one? The first pick?
Yeah, yeah. And I was like,
you were like, get the weed.
Take the weed back. We need that.
That was fun.
It was really just to participate that we brought all the things that we could just take it back. But Jupiter, I do like being in Jupiter. I'm not going to lie.
That was a lot of the reason why I wanted to be back in South Florida.
Yeah.
Just spending all that time with Tyler and those people in South Florida. I was like, yeah, if I can make it work from down here, like, why would I go back to cold, snowy, rainy?
Mm-hmm. I loved what you wrote about his mom in the book. I thought that was really sweet.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like a lot of people don't. Well, if you follow Tyler, you know that about his mom. But just the most welcoming, warm woman that I've ever been around. And anyone who's met her would say the same thing. Just her house was open to any and everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how Tyler is. That's how Austin, his younger brother, is. And that's also how Ryan is. Like, there's nothing that any of them wouldn't do for anybody else. And, you know, I'll forever be grateful to Miss Cameron for, you know, her pushing me to go along this crazy journey. And
I know, I love that. You and was it Ryan's, whose friend was the jet ski you almost broke?
Oh my god, I broke one of their, I broke their jet ski.
When?
You didn't come that
You weren't there.
I broke one of their jet skis, and
are
I
you serious?
And I kept it. Okay, so I'll make it short for Fran. But I may have told it like quickly one time. But I went on Tyler's boat, and I brought Fran's sister with me. And Ryan, right, his brother, and his friend came.
Yep.
And he had a jet ski that he followed us on, and we were on the boat.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I fucking love jet skis. Anybody who listens to this show knows I love jet skis. We went to Miami once. We both got on. I just love jet skis. And I have a great time on them. But this water was a little different from the jet skis I usually ride. So
they were
in the inlet, and there's no really clear signs of where you could take the jet ski.
Yeah.
So they're like, go on the jet ski. So I go on the jet ski alone. I'm having a good time. All of a sudden, the jet ski just stops. I hit the sand. I hit a sandbar.
Oh, you hit the sandbar.
And I'm just stuck. Like, I am just stuck. There's no one around me. Nothing. No, I'm literally like about to cry because I'm like, I'm literally stuck in the middle of the ocean.
Yep.
And there's no one around
me. The worst.
And I'm panicking. I'm like, holy shit, I don't have my phone with me.
Nope.
I'm just stuck. And I see two boats of families come in, and the dads on the boats were like, are you all right? I'm like, my jet skis. I'm like trying to push it myself. Nothing's working. These two dads jump in the water, and they were like, we have daughters. If our daughter's like this, we got to help you.
Yep.
So they helped me get the jet ski out.
Wow.
And they like pushed me on my way. But it just kept stopping and going as I was riding it back. Like, I must have fucked up the engine with
some sand
and it was beeping. Like, there was a red light going on and off, and it just kept stopping, going, stopping, going, until I finally got there. And when I showed up, I was like, I don't know what's going on, but the jet ski keeps beeping. Like, it just started beeping when I was out there. I didn't tell anybody what happened.
Are you serious?
Yeah, except her sister.
You are hilarious.
Yeah, I was like, Gia, I was like, don't say a fucking word, but I broke their jet ski.
What did she? Did she say
and
anything?
She was like, she was dying. She was like, oh, tell me about it later, because I couldn't tell her what happened. But I kept saying, I'm like, I don't know what happened, and they had to get it back. So the friend Ryan were just slowly creeping on the jet ski to get it back. And then later on, I finally told Tyler, like, I fucked up your jet ski. Like, I couldn't say it there. It would have been so uncomfortable.
No, you couldn't have.
It sat with me for so long, though. I felt so guilty about
You didn't get confronted on it, which was a good thing.
No, never.
Like, no, good. Like, there wasn't, like, afterward, they were like,
how long were you gone?
A long time. And they said, they were like, you were gone a while. I was like, yeah, this thing's acting weird. I have never felt that panic in my entire life. Like, I am stuck in the middle of the ocean, and until somebody comes by, I'm just stuck here.
It's like, sketchy, right?
There's nothing. I couldn't get it to move. Nothing. And yeah, but I said, jet skis. This happens to stuff all the time. Water equipment, you know? It's like having a golf cart. Those things always get fucked up.
They always break down.
Yep. So
that was so smooth.
Yeah, thank you.
I respect that.
Thanks.
You it's a lot of boat. That's
a lot of boat talk.
Boat talk. Well, and I was gonna also say, like, you have maybe the perfect, like, oops, gone fishing story in this book. That was like, it's literally the definition of like gone fishing. Don't text.
I'll share that.
Yeah.
As you're working on the cookie, I love that. I love that.
You got it.
All right. So this was like literally 2 days before they're supposed to announce that I'm the Bachelor. And I'm like, I haven't told a soul. I haven't told my mom. Like, Tyler's literally the only one who knows at this point.
Yeah.
And so we're going to go down to Marathon in the Keys and like do some tarp fishing and just like hang out. I have a call the next day
So I'm like, yo, we have to be off the boat by like 2-3 o'clock so that I can be on this call, be onboarded, and then, you know, do the GMA thing literally the next day. To my defense, I've never been on a chartered boat. I've never been out like that before. So I didn't really know what I was getting into. So the day of the meetings and stuff that I'm supposed to have with like the top execs at ABC, the Bachelor people, like preparation for the GMA announcement the next day, we decided to go on a chartered fishing trip. And I'm like, yo, as long as like, I'm like talking to the captain, I'm like, yeah, I just got to be back. Like having no, I'm like so ignorant. I'm like, yeah, I just got to be back in like a couple hours. He's like, yeah, sure, sure, whatever. Yeah, yeah. Like, this guy's an idiot. We start going out in the water and we're like, there goes a mile. There goes another mile. I can't see the land. I have no cell phone reception. Yeah. I'm like, oh my gosh. Like we're far. Like we're going to have to go right back in. And then it sets in probably an hour out there. I'm like, I'm not going to make this call.
Yeah.
Like I'm going to miss the entire, like, even if we, even if I had, we, there's no way. I'm going to miss it. So I spend the best day on the water. I'm like, if I'm going to miss this call, I'm going to have a blast. Right,
you're going to miss it anyway. If they say you're not the Bachelor anymore, at least I caught some fish.
We were freaking, we went, what's it called when you, free diving. And I saw, we saw sharks, we saw snapper, we saw everything.
You had quite a day.
It was so much fun. And I was just like putting everything behind myself until I got to the water. And then, and I got to shore. We don't get back to shore until like 8-9 p.m. Oh, I'm talking about like I passed
hours.
It was so far and like there's no like heads up, hey, I'm gonna be a little bit late.
Yeah,
get back. I have all these missed messages like where are you. I call them. Like I honestly I don't even know what I said. Gone because there's fishing. No excuse. Like I gave like the most elaborate like dog ate my homework answer. Mm-hmm. And like I'm sitting in the back of the car, like Tyler's beside me. His face is like pale white, and I'm talking to like the honchos, and they're like, "We'll let you know tomorrow what we decide." Like, you really let us down, and I was just like, "Oh my gosh, I just blew it to go fishing. Like, I blew it to catch some fish,
saw some sharks."
Yeah. Ultimately, it ended up working out, and I go into more detail in the book. But like, that could have been really bad.
Was it worth it though?
No, it was not worth it. Absolutely, I had a blast. Like it was so much fun.
Yeah,
like I
could have planned that.
But you could have done it, and you could have done it the next day.
Whenever. It was so dumb. And like looking back, I'm like, that was my like my one and only strike. Like I've gotta. After we did that announcement, like I think like a week or two later, I went to Nemecon like a month early so that I wouldn't put myself in like some crazy position.
Yeah,
because you know living in the house with Tyler and all those people, we had, you know, there was always something fun going on. Yeah. And I didn't want to get pulled into like a COVID party or out on the boat.
Yeah,
I'm just saying. So that was my lesson learned. And I hit it straight to Nemecon and like posted up and waited for everybody to get there.
Yeah. You don't really touch on any of, I mean, you talk about being the Bachelor and the expectations and the pressure that was on you in the beginning, but you didn't really like dive too much into it, which you said you didn't really want to do. It was like not typical of a Bachelor book, but in your epilogue, you kind of went into more detail on your season and your relationship with Rachel and kind of post-show, which is probably where a lot of people wanted those blanks to be filled in a little bit of how that reconnection happened. And you guys were just, you were in Atlanta and she didn't know you were in Atlanta, but accidentally shared her location.
Yeah, it's actually crazy.
Because like, you were blocked. Hashtag blocked.
I was hashtag blocked. I put myself in a very bad situation. And it led to, you know, Rachel not wanting to ever speak to me again, and she blocked my phone, and I was crushed, and I went to California, and I wasn't even supposed to be in Atlanta. Like, I was in California for my buddy Kobe's birthday. And
I know Kobe.
You know Kobe. Oh, yeah. You do know Kobe. Yeah, you know Kobe. I know Kobe. So I'm in California for Kobe's birthday, and I get a text from, I think it was Noah Beck or Bryce, asking if I wanted to go to...
It was Bryce's fight, right?
Yeah, asking if I wanted to go to the fight. And it was when Jake Paul was fighting somebody in Atlanta. Yeah, sure. I forget.
It was KSI?
And it wasn't KSI. It was the UFC fighter.
Oh.
Who he knocked out. Mm-hmm. Ben Astra.
Yeah.
You know
Ben.
What I'm talking about?
Ben's definitely his first name.
Yeah.
Yep.
Ben Askren.
Yeah.
Ben
thank you, Noah.
Thank you. And I'm like, heck yeah. Like, this is going to be like, I'd love to go see that. So we freaking, it's like, this isn't the life I live. Like, I get on like a chartered plane with like, you know, all of their crew.
Oh, I remember seeing that video.
Oh, yeah. We were really weirded out. I remember. We why were, the fuck we is, like, Matt, why on is this Matt James with
plane
these TikTokers?
With all the TikTok kids going to Atlanta.
And I
like,
think we said,
what is
we said of course.
I,
classic Matt.
So funny. Like, I'm sitting across from Miss D'Amelio, and we had like the best conversation. She's actually really nice.
Yeah.
We stayed in communication and her pop. So, like, Mr. and Mrs. D'Amelio, and then, you know, Dixie, all those people were on the plane. It was so funny and so random. Get to Atlanta. And then I get asked to play in a celebrity basketball game. And that's when, like, Justin Bieber was in, Quavo.
Yep.
And so I'm just having this, like, crazy weekend. And Rachel lives a little bit outside of Atlanta, like, maybe, like, 30, 45 minutes and coming. And I didn't realize my number was blocked at the time, but I'm staying downtown with, like, everybody who's going to the fight. And I wake up super early, like the morning before the fight. I'm like riding the Peloton and
probably finish first.
And I check my phone after and I get a notification that Rachel's sharing her location with me. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Like, why is Rachel sharing her location with me? Like, this is a sign. Like, she's trying to communicate with me without communicating with me. And I check the location.
She saw you on that plane.
She didn't see me. She had no idea I was in Atlanta. Her dot was like 30 seconds from where I was. I'm like, oh my gosh, she drove here to see me. I'm like, she wants to see me and talk to me. So I'm like, okay, I get it. Like, okay, point taken. Like, I leave, I put my clothes on, and I'm walking towards this dot. And then I get to the dot, and there's no person. I'm just in the middle of downtown Atlanta. And there's a massive apartment building. So I FaceTime her. I don't get a pickup, I don't think. I don't think you picked up. Yeah, I had to call again. And she's like, what do you want? Like, why are you calling me?
What the fuck are you calling me?
I'm like, I got your
where are you?
I got your secret message. Like, I'm outside.
Hey, I'm outside.
She's like, I don't know what you're talking about, but I did unblock your number. And I was like, we had shared location with each other.
Yeah.
So now it's resharing the location. Yeah. I'm like, oh, so you didn't send me that. So I'm like, well, like, I want to see you and apologize for everything. And she's like, we don't have anything to talk about. And I'm like, damn. I'm like, please, like, just give me like 5 minutes. And we ended up talking for like 6 hours in the parking garage. And I'm like crying. I'm just like apologizing and telling her that I'm gonna do better. And yeah.
Good. That's
people
good.
Who couldn't hear Rachel, she said he lived up to it.
Yes. nothing's worse than, you know, hearing all the crying and the promises and then it's the same. So
Yeah.
Well, it seems from what I see, it just
from
seems like you guys
on,
have
like
a great relationship.
Good.
It's been incredible.
You guys seem like you have a blast. I laugh at all of your TikToks together. It just seems like you guys have fun.
Yeah, Sean Lowe gave me really good advice when he was talking about being The Bachelor. And he's the only one who said this, actually. He said that when you're done with the show, you're going to have a bunch of cool opportunities, and make sure that whoever you end up with, you bring them with you, because you're going to want to experience that with somebody. And if you don't, it's going to create a divide in your relationship. And I love Sean. I haven't met him in person, but I respect him and who he is and how he's gone about living his life and his family. Mm-hmm. And that really stuck with me. And everything I do and everything Rachel do, we try to do together. And I think it's made our relationship and communication stronger, from Dancing with the Stars to freaking the ESPYs. Everything we do together. And I wouldn't have it any other way.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's so sweet.
Yeah. It is good because Sean, I feel like, does have a lot of knowledge from being... You know, not a lot of bachelors stay with who they pick. The bachelor, you know, it's like he is the longest, and like Ari, he counts.
Yeah.
like Sean really and that was, you know, years and years ago now. So it is that I feel like he's the perfect person to get some tips on. But I do want to ask about the basketball, because, you know, you have played in a bunch of celebrity basketball games. You did get to play at the All-Star game.
Oh my gosh.
And how'd that go for you?
The All-Star game was like, That was the worst basketball I've ever played in my entire life.
I'm dying. I do remember we were watching, and I feel like it was maybe my brother or something. It might have even been my dad. Like, it was in our family group chat, and they were like, was it free throws you missed?
I didn't miss them. I was airballing.
Yes. That's someone was like, Matt just airballed free throws.
It was so embarrassing.
Quite opposite from the pictures with Justin Bieber.
Right. Yeah, I was balling that game. I had played with a lot of those guys. Like, I was on Quavo's team for that game, or I played against Quavo in that game, and we were on the same team. And so he's like, yo, like, it's go time. Like, turn up. I'm like, bet. I'm airballing free throws. I'm turning the ball over. And like his like friends who are like on the court, like, yo, Matt, like, what are you doing? Tap in. I'm like, I got you. Airballing. Like, it was so embarrassing. And then like there was a moment on the free throw line where I like accidentally touched Brittany's boob.
It went from
bad to worse. Yeah. Like, I couldn't catch a break.
Oh my God. And she like made a face. She was like,
she was like so thrown off. And
what was your reaction?
It was like, from watching the clip, it was a total accident.
You must have laughed.
She was behind him, and he like went like this and like didn't know.
Yeah, that's an accident.
Yeah, it was a lesson learned to play
with like Machine Gun Kelly.
Machine Gun Kelly was on the team, who was super cool. Like, it was actually hilarious though, because it's like Rachel sitting behind the bench with like my brother, my buddy Joe Hampton, and then like Megan Fox is like sitting right beside him. So it's just this, like, we're in the middle of Cleveland. Like, you have this, like, I'm sitting like in between Alex Toussaint, Jimmy Allen, who I was on Dancing with the Stars, Derek, who I played. I knew a bunch of the people on my team.
Yeah.
So it was cool, that aspect of it, but I'm just like, what is my life? Like, what am I doing here? And I'm just like, moments like that, I have like crazy amount of gratitude for just like everything that's come my way, and wanting to make sure that, you know, I'm doing the right things with this time and platform that I've been given. Yeah. So.
Well, at least you had fun.
Yeah.
I had a blast. It was so much fun.
Oh, man.
I had a really good time.
That's so funny. Matt, thank you so much for coming and seeing us.
Absolutely.
Everyone can get First Impressions, order it, however you know.
Pre-order
is important.
Did you
do Audible?
I did Audible.
There you go.
Audible was hell. Yeah. I didn't realize I couldn't read until I did that.
Yeah.
Like, it took me so long. Like, it was like popcorn reading back in the day was like my worst nightmare.
Oh my God, you're just getting called on.
Yes.
And
like, I would do things compensate for not being able to read. Mm-hmm. It's never been my strong suit. So like, I'm reading. This is how it would have been back in the day. Like, it's really low. So like, when the cat crossed the street. And I'd cough when I didn't know a word. So I would just be coughing throughout the whole thing trying to.
Yeah.
And I was doing that as I'm reading. Mm-hmm. And they're like they're tapping in from the other room, like, quit the coughing and speak up. And it took like 3 days.
You probably learned more words doing this.
I did. It was pronunciation, all that stuff.
Yeah,
but
probably like, damn it, Cole.
Right. No, I'm like.
Could have put some pictures in here.
Come on.
Way more pictures next time.
Yep. Yes. That would no pictures.
Yeah.
There's, you know,
this. Gotta throw the pictures in there.
No pictures.
Yep. It is really great. I think everyone who wants to learn more about Matt, or for all the people who watched the season and said, I feel like we didn't learn anything about Matt, get the book. You'll learn everything about Matt.
Yeah. Pre-order. I heard that's important.
Yes. The pre-order is
very important.
And
thank
available
you,
everywhere May 3rd. Thank
yes,
you, Matt.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
All right, that wraps up today's episode of Chicks in the Office. We hope you enjoyed our face paint. We hope we didn't scare you that much. Portland tickets still on sale. Merch available. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. All the links are in the description. And we love you guys. I'm going to go to sleep now. So golden.
Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today. Save big money
at Menards. Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.